Brockin' Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
Morning. Good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, let's get to it. You should take a
full look at me. I'm in the nude. It's National Nude Day, bro.
Completely naked. Here, slapping your nuts, slapping against your thigh, for God's sakes.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. If you got to get it pumped, pump that septic, yeah.
Pump it up.
Let's see here. Let's start with this one. This is pretty cool.
Pump it out.
There you go. Pump it out. A sealed copy of the Super Mario Bros. Game from 1985 from the original Nintendo system was auctioned off for $114,000. Making the most expensive video game ever sold. The game is graded to be in A-plus condition and topped the previous record of $100,000 for a single video game at auction, which was held by another unopened copy of Super Mario Bros.
So this guy took it to Pawn Stars. I saw this episode the other day, and Rick couldn't buy it because Rick was like, dude, I just can't buy a video game for this much money. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, it's amazing. It's one of the originals. So there was like, it was released twice. There was a initial release, and then there was like the, I don't know what they did different, but they released another version of it. And this guy had like the original release in the box, like the one you were saying, A++ condition. Dude, I mean, insane amount of money. A video game guy comes in to like evaluate it, you know, that Rick calls. Let me call my buddy. Guy comes in, and this guy is just, dude, you could tell. He's like, his jaw dropped. He just stared at it for a few minutes. Like, he looked at Rick. He's like, you have no idea. This is it.
He's like Shooter at the end of Happy Gilmore. He takes the jacket and runs.
And runs.
That's mine. It's supposed to be mine.
Hey, seriously, though, the guy was just salivating over this thing, man. He said it was this is the holy grail.
Yeah.
Because Super Mario kind of started it, you know?
Dude, it's with a lot of those toys. You think about these toys, and you and I have talked about it. I give credit to any kid that gets a toy and doesn't take it out of the packaging. Straight up, you know, 40-year-old virgin style, like, oh, we're going to put you a... Like, and you don't realize at the time, especially back then when they didn't mass, nowadays they mass produce so much stuff. So a lot of stuff, same with the baseball cards. Everyone's like, well, why is this card so valuable? Well, they made four of them. That's why. And
right,
with these,
right.
I know they made a lot of these Super Mario Bros. Games, but not as many as you'd think in the big scheme of things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't
it's
know.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Parents out there, if you're buying some cool toys this year, just buy two of them.
Maybe buy two, you know, and put it up in the attic and forget about it. You know, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
If you were to guess, like a toy or something recent that's going to be worth a lot of money into the future, what would you guess?
My Fleshlight. Cool. What?
Brand new in the box, unused. Thank God. That's funny.
That's sad.
Brock, how many boxed Fleshlights do you have in your closet?
I went a little crazy with it. It's in the upper teens. I'll say that. All right, there we go.
So Pawn Stars 2045 Brock rolls in with a boxed Fleshlight.
Limited edition Jenna Jameson Fleshlights. All right.
Rick, I got somebody for that. Let me get these evaluated.
Let me call my guy. it'll be my grandson taking all these Fleshlights to Pawn Stars.
The guy comes to evaluate it. He's like, I'm going to have to take these home to evaluate them.
So you're sure these have never been opened, right? These are, yes. Yeah, could you, it's my grandson in Pawn Stars. So my grandpa recently passed, and we were going through his things, and we found
apparently
this box.
Apparently he's a lonely man.
With the box was a note that said, these are my greatest treasures, and they now belong to whomever finds them.
I got them from his will. It was the most prized possession.
And for grandson Timmy, Grandpa Brock bequeaths to you his massive collection of Fleshlights.
Oh, everybody loses their mind. I wanted that.
How come Timmy gets the Fleshlights? This is BS, man. Yeah, all my great grandkids all the great grandsons are all just pissed off because Timmy got the hoard of Fleshlights.
This one is made of pure silver and gold.
You ever want to know what it's like to bang someone in a black and white photo? This is it. All right.
Wow.
There you go.
Took that a little far.
You can never go too far with fleshlights. All right. That's the beautiful thing about them. Lastly, from video games, well, actually really from fleshlights to sex. Speaking of fleshlights, sex workers, prostitutes in the red light district of Hamburg, Germany, have had enough of this coronavirus stuff and want to get back to work. They've been shut down for months, but they've seen shops, restaurants, and bars open up again, which has inspired them to protest, holding signs that read, "The oldest profession needs your help." Bunch of German sex workers just want to get back to banging.
I guess I never really understood the red light district. So in Germany, prostitution is legal?
Well, I don't know like where it is. Obviously, you got Amsterdam. And the red light district is just the area of town where all the whores hang out, all right? It's where all the sex workers, it's where you go. Like, it's not like, I'm sure there's other places, but at the main spot, that's where they're at. They're in the red light district.
So what's the story behind the red light? So you go by a building, and if there's a red light on in the window, there's a lady available? Is that to my understanding?
If you're walking down there, why exactly? It originates from red lights that were used as a sign for brothels. So it's just the way they always did it. Back in the day, they probably had some like red glass, and then they'd light the candle, and then the red lantern would light up, and you know, oh, there's a lady that will give me the old hand gibber for $5, for 5 pesos. What do they use over there? 5 euros. There you go.
In Amsterdam, it's weed. You know, I'll give you some weed.
Yeah, it's
that
train
a favor.
So yeah. But I don't blame them, though. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's precautions you can take. Of course, I guess ordering a cheeseburger is a little bit different than ordering something else.
So going back to work, that's why I'm confused. Like, couldn't they just do it? Like, hey, you know, like, do you have to do it in a certain building for it to be legal?
The regulations are very strict. I mean, the precautions they take for safe sex is there. Like, I mean, it's not just like, hey, you want to do it? It's not like that. You know what I mean? Well, it's not terribly far from that, I guess. But there's some, you know, there's rules and regulations with it. Testing and everything. Condoms are worn.
Maybe we should go do some research.
No, I just like blindly guessing how the sex workers work in Europe and everything. I figure I got it all figured out. So, yeah. Anyway.
There you go.
That was you know what? For National Nude Day, that was exactly what I expected for the morning dump.
That's perfect.
It's perfect. All right. We'll be back.
Fleshlights and prostitutes. There we go.
One in the same, buddy. One in the same.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.